Well, he was arrested as a result of a joint operation between the South African police services and our United Nations office, and in particular our tracking team. But before this arrest operation took place yesterday, it was a 1 year of preparation to get there. So for the last year, my team has been 5 times in South Africa. South African authorities have put, since last year, a task force in place with 20 individuals. And we were collecting for the last 10 months extensive information about the persons we considered being members of his fugitive network, helping him escaping justice. So it was yesterday the final phase of a quite intense investigation over the last year, where we used very modern investigative techniques, phone analysis, financial investigation, open source analysis, etc. So it was a quite long operation in terms of preparation, but of course we're extremely satisfied with the result.
Why do you think it took so long to arrest him? More than 20 years?
Yeah, I mean, the Prosecutor General in Kigali, he has still more than 1,200 fugitives, right, who are also escaping justice for the last 20 years. One of the problems, obviously, is definitely for many of the fugitives hiding in African countries, is that they used fake identities and to hide among the diaspora and even more often among the refugee community. If we look at Kaishima, he, as you know, was massively involved in committing genocide. Then he fled to the DRC. From there, he went to Tanzania. He went to refugee camps there. He moved to Mozambique, to another refugee camp. He then spent time in Eswatini in the late 90s, moving to South Africa. In the meantime, he had used 4 different passports. He has used different identities from Burundi, from Eswatini, and he was even getting refugee status simultaneously in different countries. So the point I want to make is it's very easy to get fake documents. It's very difficult for authorities, especially if you have an important number of fugitives, to make this kind of control. And that's how he was able to hide for so many years in East and South African countries.
Now that he was arrested in South Africa, where are you planning to take him for the next step?
Well, he will now appear before judicial authorities in South Africa, probably tomorrow. We have requested his transfer to Arusha. This is the venue mentioned on the arrest warrant, which we served to the South African authorities. But it's very likely that the trial will take place in Kigali.
In 2001, Fulgence Kaishema was charged with genocide, complicity in genocide as well, conspiracy to commit genocide, and crime against humanity. Should we expect more charges?
No, I mean, this really covers absolutely his criminal activities during the genocide. Those are all the major charges one can face, and we strongly believe that the evidence against him is very strong.
What are other challenges that you face when you're hunting for these fugitives?
You know, when I took over the responsibility for the fugitives for Rwanda 5-6 years ago, all these were cold cases. So we really had to go back to stage one to really find out where those individuals have been all these years. And what we did was really going back to the origin. For Kaishima, what we did was really to determine really exactly when he left Rwanda, where he went to collect his records in relation to the different refugee camps, to identify individuals who were with him along the road, because those are what we call the persons of interest we are closely looking at. Because if you have a fugitive, he obviously is hiding and is not really moving around, but he needs support. He needs food. He needs money. So there are always intermediaries, most often intermediaries between family members and the fugitive. And this is the tricky work, the important work. So we had to look at the money flow between family members, persons of interest. We had to look at travel profiles. We had to look at phone numbers, international calls, in order to really create a kind of map how to move forward. And we had really collected extensive information over the last 10 months, and we were now starting the operational phase, where we were starting to take a number of statements of persons of interest, as we call them, which were mainly Rwandese who were living under fake identities in South Africa. And we had collected a lot of information about their fake identities, were able to confront them with their real identities, and that's how we were able to put some constructive pressure on a number of individuals in order to get the information we were looking for.
Thank you so much. You also mentioned that you want to stop until justice is done and other fugitives are arrested. How many more and who are these fugitives still at large?
You know, when I had the privilege of taking over this residual function for the Tribunal for Rwanda 5 years ago, there were still 8 fugitives at large. So today we have now closed 5 of those 8 cases, you know, with the Kabuga arrest, today Kaishima arrest, and for the other cases, we at least could determine that those individuals died years ago. We found their graves. We could do DNA comparative analysis with their family members. Now there are still 3 fugitives at large, but it is obvious that Kaishima was really the top priority among them for the last year. That's why we really have put almost all our resources on looking for him. The remaining ones, it is very possible that 1 or 2 of them deceased also in the meantime. But as I said, today we were really celebrating this achievement within the team. Our thoughts are obviously with the survivors and victims. I've been in Kigali not long ago, and I was reminded again by survivors and victims how important it is for them to see that finally those who are responsible for their suffering, who are responsible for the killing of 10,000 of individuals, are finally brought to justice.